And God is great. God is wonderful.
Yes.
And God has been showing us all kind of confirmation of what He's doing in our midst today. Praise God. Like I've always told you, when you come here, try your best to receive what the Lord has got to give you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I will not be in front of this pulpit for 1,000 years. But grab what the Lord has to say. Amen.
Amen.
I'm like a bubble that wants to burst, filled with all kind of goodies the Lord has deposited in you. And yes, I want to tell you this so that you will trust and believe what I'm telling you from this pulpit. Praise God. These are things that God wants people to receive. You know, the other day, sister, when I had a meeting, a conference, the sister met me after. She told me, "Hey, why don't you invite a big minister of God like I already did?" You know, so many people come, you know. And she didn't know that I know Ayonde very well. I've even been to his bedroom. And the last time I was in his house, he told me that while he was praying with me, he saw a loaf of bread on the table. And he saw hands, different colors. People coming to eat that bread. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what the Lord was trying to indicate is the ministry that the Lord had handed over to my hands. Praise God. And I want us to know that what matters most is how you can receive what the Spirit is saying from you. God doesn't deal with numbers. He doesn't deal with crowds. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, because the crowds generally don't really understand what the hope of the calling is. It's very, very painful, very pathetic. You see people running to church because of what? They want earthly goods. And all the man, most people, that we're talking about 99% of the people run to church because they want promotion, health, money, husband, wife, healing. That's all people come. That's what the thing God is all about. But there's a higher thing that God wants to give to us. Higher than everything that we can gain in this world. Because Jesus Christ told them that the flesh profited nothing. Our travail day and night as men is to fix the flesh, to immortalize the flesh, to better the flesh. But Jesus Christ said that flesh profited nothing. And when he says this to everybody, turn around and they left him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The flesh profited. It's the Spirit that gives life. We minister the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Very few people are ever interested in the things of the Spirit. God gives to everybody freely, but people don't want. He's always speaking day and night, but people are not. They're distracted. Gaining the world. Our mind is fixed on how to gain the glories of this world. That is what the mind is fixed on. And that's what religion has deceived people into believing. Religion, they will attack crowds, deceiving you to buy oil and water and, you know, praying that this will happen. They don't have the world. Praise God. And all your labor is for vanity. Things that are not. Paul says that some people desire to be rich. See, it appears themselves with many sorrows. Praise God. People are lost in the sea of humanity, dying and wasting away. But in the name of God, you are not going to be that generation that dies away like the rest. But what shall it profit a man if he gains this whole world but he loses his soul? Jesus Christ said this. It's echoing. Jesus Christ said this. Because the intent of every man is to gain the glories of this world. That's our orientation. Isn't it? To gain the glories of this world. And that's what you hear in church. To gain the glories of this world. How many people are speaking about gaining the glories of the Father? The glory of God. God.
Hallelujah.
God came to give himself to us. Amen.
Amen.
He came to give himself to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He came to give his glory to us.
Hallelujah.
He came to give himself to us. He didn't come to this world to give us the earthly goods, but he rather came to give us himself.
Hallelujah.
And the secret about this is that if you have God, you have all things.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. This was what God was doing when he called Abraham. When God called Abraham, God was calling Abraham to a divine inheritance. Although Abraham at that time was not gifted with an ear
to hear.
Are you listening? Those prophets of old never knew God. See it? They were walking in what? Shadows. They were walking in what?
Shadows.
In parables and in shadows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Abraham heard the voice, leave your father's house, leave your country, amen?
Amen.
Leave your household, leave everything, and I will show you a better place to go. I will give you, I will make your name great, and I will give you an everlasting inheritance. God was not speaking about vast territories of land. He wasn't speaking about going to inherit a land, but Abraham heard it that way. And many people today are still hearing the voice of the Lord in a carnal way and interpreting it carnally. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul says that our blessings are spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, not material blessings. Somebody said, but how will I eat? What will I wear? Are we so dull to understand what Jesus meant when he commanded the disciples to go and get money from the mouth of a fish? Are we so blind to see what Jesus meant when he multiplied one loaf of bread into thousands? He was trying to demonstrate to us that the spiritual power he had was enough to provide for everything that he ever needed. Praise God. When you see somebody holding money in a bank for a rainy day, that's not a spiritual man.
Not all.
A true spiritual man does not have a cupboard in his account, doesn't have a dime, because he lives by what? The power of God. I'm not trying to say tomorrow you just go and close the bank. Amen. Praise God. You have to grow into this revelation. You have to grow into this level of faith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God told Abraham, leave everything that you have, and I will give you a great, I will make your name great. And Abraham left as Abraham when God called him. Praise God. That same calling today is the calling with which God is calling every man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One pastor that passed through my ministry in those days, he used to tell me that the Lord, he used to see the Lord, you know, like what Lord was indicating, I should travel away to another far away country in Asia. I laughed. I told that the Lord is trying to transport you into his kingdom. You know, he was thinking of how he's going to move to Asia. I told him that's not what he means. Amen. And now he now understood. So this year, this is what he begs. Amen. Hallelujah. There are greater things in glory, things that are eternal, things that are real, things that God has laid in store for those that what? That love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Years later, God changed the name of what? Abraham to?
Abraham.
Abraham to Abraham. And says that what? Because I've made you father of many nations. Abraham didn't understand that. But today we understand that.
Hallelujah.
Because?
Hallelujah.
Because God is giving us a new name, and that name is the name of the Father. Everybody's quiet. That's where we always meet the bricks, the wall. Amen. Praise God. The other day, I remember I had a sermon. I said something. The way they look at me, I was about to run out of the hall. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is the name of the Father, because there is only one Father. Amen. Jesus Christ says, call no man
Father.
No man upon the earth. Don't call any man upon the earth Father. But are we of the earth?
No.
Hallelujah. So God is calling us with that name of the Father. He's causing us to inherit a new name. Hallelujah. In that chapter, in Genesis, can you quickly turn to the book of Spectre? Where does it say what he called Abraham?
Genesis
chapter 12, okay. Can you get there?
Yes, sir.
Verse 1. And when Abraham was 99 years old and 9, that's 99. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said what? I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither thou shalt name thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I shall make thee exceedingly fruitful. Amen. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall what come out of thee.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Talk about the ministry which the Lord gives you. Kings shall come out of your ministry. Kings upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God says one thing first. Abraham, walk before me and be what?
Perfect.
Perfect. Now, perfection is not, it's not something that you can see by in this world. See, because there's only one that is perfect. And you know who that is perfect?
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
There's one that is perfect, and that is the Lord. Walk before my face, and that will be what? Perfect. Paul says, let us leave the elementary things of the faith and do what? Move on into what?
Perfection.
And perfection is only found in God. Amen.
Amen.
Perfection is only found in the Spirit. And the Lord is the Spirit. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is the
Spirit.
Paul is saying, let us move what? Into Spirit. Because we are spirit. You know, the problems we have today in this world is because we have become carnal. We have conformed ourselves to the earthly, to the terrestrial. We become creatures rather than in the image of the Creator. Amen?
Amen.
We have all been, crawling on the dust like snakes. You know, with the mark and the nature of the beast. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the only way we can attain to true fruitfulness, because fruitfulness is of the Spirit. You see, have you heard of the fruit of the Spirit?
Yes.
When the Lord says fruitfulness, people think that just all about money and you get pregnant and have children and all that kind of stuff. But it says fruitful, I will make you fruitful, is the life of the Spirit. True fruitfulness is only found in the life of the Spirit, not by in this world. The flesh cannot have fruitfulness. The flesh is what barren. When you hear of an arid land, a land without water, a land where thistles and thorns grow, you know thistles and thorns?
Yes.
Chuku chuku. Amen. When you hear that thing, that is flesh. It speaks about the state of a man who is carnal, who's earthly minded, praise God. I mean, that is death. That means absent from God, because if you walk in the flesh, you are absent from the name of the Lord. Praise God, when the Lord calls you, the Lord is calling you into the life of the Spirit. First of all, you have to see the original model, brethren. Listen to me. You have to first of all see the original model. That's why if you come to this ministry, what you'll be hearing is and seeing is the original model that God designed from the beginning. The Bible says that as we behold him with unveiled face, we are what? Transformed into that same image as the Lord who is the Spirit. And where the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
Praise God. Liberty from death, from bondages of the flesh. Praise God, we have to rediscover ourselves. Thou that sleeps in the dust, awake, and Christ will give you life. Because we've been sleeping as men. Now, you see, we've done all kinds of things in order to please God. And we try to please God by being religious, by doing good things as men, by worshiping this way, praying this way. But those things don't exist. There is darkness. Those are what dead works. Don't be angry. I'm telling you this thing out of love. Amen. The word has come to what? To set you free. Set you free from the bondages of religion. Your beliefs as men. We think we can enter into God's kingdom as men, good men. Forget it. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, in that day, some people will come and knock at the door, saying, I did this in your name, I do this in your name. And you say, I don't know you. God does not know you as a man.
Amen.
God does not know flesh and blood.
Hallelujah.
Flesh and blood is a lie. See, that is deceit. When we walk in flesh and blood, thinking that we are men, we are carnal beings, we are walking in the lie. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you walk in the truth, you walk in the image of that one that God created in the beginning, when God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. And God is not flesh and blood.
Amen.
God, and when you walk in that name, that's the only way you can enter into God's kingdom. And God's kingdom is what is present already. Jesus Christ said, well, the kingdom of God is where? The kingdom of God is within you. You will not die and go somewhere in the sky with a bucket of water to go and fetch water from the stream of life. You will not be eating pasta spaghetti in heaven. Praise God. Because the kingdom of God, the Father, is where? Is within you. But this thing has been hidden. It has been shielded because we are walking in the flesh, ignorant. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the ministry of Jesus is to bring to light that thing which is present in you. And that is the gospel.
Amen.
You cannot enter as being religious. You will only just suffer for nothing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can enter in by awakening to your true identity. Praise God. When you are awake from the dust, you stand upon Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the spiritual realm, is the elevated place of God's kingdom. Praise God. Paul says that you have what? Come to Mount Zion. The city of God. He's talking of a present reality for the believer. The true believer, not religious people. Eh? You have come where? To Mount Zion. Now. Praise God, that's why I gave you those papers. If you look at the book of Revelation, chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. John, you see it in the paper there, so we don't waste time.
Yeah.
John saw a company of 144,000 upon where? Mount Zion. It is written that they had the name of the Father upon where?
Their
forehead. That is your new name, brethren. Praise God.
Amen.
That is your the gift of God. When God says, I will give you a new name, your name has been changed. That is the new name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you cannot possess that name upon the earth. If you read that chapter, the Bible says that they have been redeemed from the earth. When you are redeemed from the earth, you are transported to God's holy mountain, which is Mount Zion. Praise God. And you walk in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you walk in the name of the Lord, you have access to everything
that is the Lord. And we are thousands, myriads, innumerable company of angels, saints, ministers who walk in that realm,
amen,
in that union. Amen.
Amen.
At times it can become so real that you can hear their voices, you can even sense their presence when you are so sensitive in the spirit. I've had these experiences. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A oneness where we, you know how that we fellowship in the anointing of God. We fellowship in the glory of God. We fellowship in the power of God. Because all that the Father has, He has given over to us. Amen?
Amen.
If you still keep looking tomorrow, 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 you will never attain. Because that thing you are looking for is already present. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. What does it mean to repent? Metanoia, repent. What does it mean? To change your mindset from being carnal, earthly, to be spiritually minded. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you begin to realize that the glories of this world are all yours. You begin to recognize the presence of God fills all in all as the waters cover the sea. You begin to realize that you have always been in God, but you are only veiled. Some weeks ago, we shared about the veil that was destroyed. The veil in the temple, meaning that there is no more separation between man and God.
Amen.
God has now become all in all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the revelation comes, you know, of God, come, God being a consuming fire, every carnality in us is burnt.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is the fire of God. The fire of God comes to destroy the shaft. The shaft is the carnal mindset that we have all inherited in this world. Amen.
Amen.
And when that carnality is gone, we discover that we are all one spirit. The Bible says that we are what? One spirit with the Lord. And the Lord is the spirit. And besides the Lord, there is no other one. This is our gathering upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. There is nothing like sick person. Praise God.
Amen.
Nobody ever dies. Everything we enter into a new reality that is eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this is possible only as we put on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to hear and understand what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour. The Spirit is not calling us to religion. The Spirit is calling us to awaken.
Amen.
Spiritually to something that is always present to you. People don't know that they are sons of God, children of God. The Bible says that to those who believe, who hear, He has given them power to become sons of God. All you need to do is to what? To hear and believe what the Spirit is telling you. Praise God. Because the Spirit is testifying, praise God, of the Christ in you. Praise God. Paul, Jesus Christ says, the Spirit, when He shall come, He shall do what? He shall testify of me. The Spirit is testifying of what?
Of
the Christ in you. That's what He's doing today. Everything in this ministry is about that ministry, reminding ourselves, bringing remembrance. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to a beautiful life, no condemnation. The Bible says that these 144,000, they are virgins. Amen.
Amen.
And they do what? They walk before the throne of God without guilt, guiltless.
Hallelujah.
Without blame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No more sin consciousness. All that is a thing of the past. You can enter into that realm now by recognizing the power of the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you are justified. Praise God. And you can now stand with boldness before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And to be a virgin means that what? You have separated yourself from this world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what it means spiritually. Praise God. And you can see that these were men. Have you heard of a man virgin? Normally they look out for women virgins. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Very few will enter in that way. I won't be preaching here today. Praise God.
Amen.
If you want to interpret this literally, I won't be preaching here. Amen.
Amen.
I will skip these verses. Hallelujah. Amen. So these are people who have divorced themselves. The Bible calls them what? Eunuchs.
Mm.
You know what they call a eunuch?
Yes.
Do you know what they call a eunuch? Eunuch are those, in those days, yeah, those men who are used to castrate. In those days, the real high servants of kings, of royals, in the days of old, used to be castrated. They got castrated so that they can, you know, serve their king wholeheartedly without being faithful. Their whole life is just to serve the king.
Amen.
Because these are virgins, actually. Amen. And that is you and I, those of us who have decided to walk by the Spirit, leaving aside the vanities of this age. Because, brethren, this world that we see is coming to naught.
Yes.
The things that you can see with your eyes are what?
They are
temporal. Paul says the things you can see with your eyes are what?
Temporal.
These things you can touch, you can see, they are what? They are temporal. Amen.
Yeah.
But the things that are unseen, which are of God, are what? Eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are virgins. Hallelujah. Let's quickly go to the book of turn the paper. Isaiah 56. It's speaking about those who keep the day of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 56. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, keep you what? Judgment.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Do justice. For my salvation is what? Is near to come, and my righteousness
to be revealed.
Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that laid hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, I am a dry tree. For thus says the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Look at what he says here. Even unto them will I do what?
Give him my house and give him my work.
And within my walls a place and a what?
A
name better than the sons of and of daughters. And I will do what? I will give my what? Everlasting name that shall not be what? Cut off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you go down, he says that I will transport them to Mount Zion. Do you see this everlasting name here?
Yes.
Those who have made themselves what? Eunuchs. To make yourself a eunuch means that you have consecrated your life unto the Lord. These are the spiritual virgins we read in Revelations. Hallelujah. These are people who have decided to walk in the name of the Lord. Who have decided to do only the will of God. Hallelujah. These ones will inherit an everlasting name. Because the name that we have as men in this world, is it everlasting?
No.
It's not everlasting. Amen. It's just like, you know, when you draw, when you write something on the dust, when the wind blows and the rain falls, what will happen? It will wipe away. But there is a name that does not pass away forever. And that is the name of the Father. That's the name of God. And that is the new name that every man has. Praise God. Brethren, you are going to do one thing. When you are going to walk out of this door today, you are going to walk out with that new name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are going to walk out in that new name. No more the old person that walked in here, but you are coming out of here in the new name.
Amen.
Paul had the revelation. That's why Paul said, it is no longer I, but Christ. When he says it is Christ, don't forget that Christ and the Father are
one.
So when Paul says no longer I, but he's saying it's no longer I, but the Father. Praise God. Isn't this a great calling? A high calling. This is why they call it the high calling. Because it's higher than silver and gold. It's higher than, you know, having wife, land, property, all those things that we struggle for as men. Because all those things are what coming to naught. They will pass away.
Yes.
Amen. They will pass away. If you like, try your best to do immortalize yourself. They will do what? They will pass away. But there's only one thing that remains, and that is the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what Paul says in the letter to the Philippians, that let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Listen to these words carefully. Let this mindset be in you. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He thought it not robbery to be like God. Let that mindset what? Be in you. Praise God. Meaning you are going to now start to walk in the name of the Father. That is the ministry in which we are called to walk in. Praise God. Amen. And the Father is the Father of love. Amen. Amen. The Father is a life giver.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When you walk in the name of the Lord, you are not of this realm. Because God is spirit. Hallelujah. We walk in a dimension that is not of this realm. So we don't struggle for the glories of men. Hallelujah. But rather we declare the truth that is from the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in the letter in John chapter 14, Thomas asked Jesus to show the Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, show us the Father. Let us see this Father. And Jesus Christ told Thomas, but I've been with you all this while and you still don't know the Father. If any man sees me, he has seen what?
My Father.
Yes, that means you have seen God. And Jesus Christ says, the works that I do, you will do also. People think that the works of Jesus is to fill stadium and to hold that, hey, in Jesus' name, hey. Those are not the works of Jesus. The works of Jesus is not to have big churches. Amen. The works of Jesus is not to go out on the street and start distributing tracts. The works of Jesus is not to be a religious man. It is to reveal the Father in you.
Amen.
That is what he came here to do. To reveal the mystery of godliness. Praise God. That same thing Jesus Christ declared to Thomas when he said, Thomas, if any man sees me, he has seen my Father. Because he had the name of the Father inscribed on his forehead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, you will do the same work also. Have you seen a relay race? Relay. When someone finishes his own turn, what does he do?
He
passes the baton. The Lord has passed the baton over to us today. Hallelujah. Praise God. That baton is with us today. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says that he's the first of many brethren. And we are all called to be conformed into that same image. That path in which he walked into the glory of the Father is what we are called to walk today. Praise God. And let me tell you the truth. One of the reasons why they persecuted Jesus the most was because he claimed that he was one with the Father. The Bible says when he told them that I am the Father and one, that they pick up stones to stone him. It sounded like what? Blasphemy. Why? Because the natural mind cannot understand the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
If I want to look with my eyes, if Jesus was here today, people think that Jesus Christ had wings. They think he was a holy man. One, how do I put it? When you see him, you think maybe you will see everything shining. He was an ordinary man. He can be here with jeans today. He was an ordinary man. If he was so special, the brothers would have recognized him to be the Son of God. The only thing that differentiated Jesus was that he knew himself.
Amen.
He knew himself the way the Father knew him. He was awake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The brethren never believed in him that he was Son of God. They thought him that he was an ordinary person. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because the natural mind will always judge by appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You always look out for faults in the outer man. Because if I want to look with the natural mind, the devil will start telling me, that brother, that one that did this yesterday, this one, he says the Father is revealing himself to me. No, please, if this is the Father, that means I renounce the faith.
Men are so proud, so judgmental, accusers of the brethren, devils, always looking out for fault in other people, assessing people. That is men for you, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ says what? I never judge, I judge no man. Jesus Christ did what? I judge no man. Amen. When the adulterer was brought to Jesus, religious people, who was his only religious people that would do that, came with stones to kill the woman that they caught in adultery. That she committed sin, she was caught in the act. The Bible says that the way they underlined it, that she was caught in the very act, and she deserves to die. And while they were doing that, Jesus Christ bent down and started to write on the ground. Ah, and he put up his hand and asked, ah, what is happening? He said, if any one of you is without a sin, let him cast the first stone. And he continued to write. Praise God. And what happened? By the time he looked up, finally, they were all gone. Hypocrites. Accusers. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what happens? Jesus Christ was writing the law in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
He was giving her a new heart. Praise God. And brethren, as the Lord does this work in your life, all those accusers, all those voices you hear that accuse you day and night, they will be no more.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. The accuser of the brethren is cast down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God does not judge anybody. God sees you the way you are from the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When you transgress and walk in darkness, you will suffer grievously. You will suffer grievously. But God's hand is not in that thing. God, his hands are always open. So when the day you come back to your senses, he will receive you back.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, well, that means I can do whatever I want, where you can go. After many years, come back and tell me what you've seen out there. Amen. And I'll tell you, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, don't try it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The prodigal son left the father's presence. The prodigal son, have you heard of him? The prodigal son?
Yes.
He left the father's presence. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the realm of pigs. Now, the realm of pigs is actually the realm of man. Because spiritually speaking, the carnal man is a pig. You see, when you see animals and all these things in the world, all this is only express the thoughts of God. When you see, you call Jesus the Lamb of God. Because you see him as a gentle, that sheep, gentle, you know, sheep are very gentle. If you see a lamb, very innocent looking and gentle. So that's why they call him the Lamb of God. Of course, you will not call Jesus the pig of God. See, or the dog of God. So you see, the pig is symbolic of carnality. When you see a pig looking down on the earth and, you know, feeding on the... Have you seen a pig looking up before? You can never see a pig looking to heaven. They always look to the earth. This, it talks of the carnally minded. If you watch a pig, it will always go back to the mud, to wallow in the mud. Because it's a canal, that speaks of the carnality that is in men. And the prodigal son descended into that level and was feeding with them, communing with them. Poverty came upon him, suffering, tribulation. But the Bible says the prodigal son did what? He came back to his senses. And says, I will return back to my father. When he says, I return back to my father, he speaks of an ascent, a spiritual ascent back into God. Back into the spirit. You are leaving the realm of the peace, of the realm of the dust, and you are ascending back into God. And when he goes back to God, the God tell him, hey, no, I don't want you anymore. The God disown him. Your own father on the earth might disown you, but God is not like that.
Amen.
See, when you come back to yourself, it's after 1,000 years in hell. You see a father looking for you. Praise God. And his hands are always ready to receive you back. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. But I wouldn't want to go through that thing you go through down there. I tell you, I've been through it for many years and I don't want to go through it anymore. Praise God. Many years. You know when I first had the revelation of God? Do you know my first encounter with God? How many years ago? It took me a long time to recover myself. A long time. I saw hell. And you know when you're down there,
doing all kind of things. The word seed kept coming to me again and again, that you have work of God, you are a man of God. Everywhere, you know. Everywhere I went, they still kept on telling me. But still, you don't feel the presence of God. You are out, you are cut off. You are cast out. You don't feel God's presence. You feel an outcast. And it is hell. Hell. Praise God. So the prodigal son returns to the father, and the father gives him a ring. And I told you, ring is a symbol of authority. It's also a symbol of marriage. See, the ring is a symbol of, in those days, the ring was a signature they used to sign documents. Praise God. And you see, when the prodigal son ascends back into the father, it means that he rediscovers his oneness with God. We are one with the father. Do you know that?
Amen.
Praise God. Do you know that everything that the father has is ours? Praise God. Everything that the father has is ours. Everything. We are one with God. All of us, a corporate body. Hallelujah. Amen. We all partake of the glory of God. Amen. The Bible says that, you know, in the old times, it says, I will never give my glory to any man. See, but we are being elevated from the place of men. We are no more men. Eh? See, that 100, those 144,000, the Bible says that they were redeemed from among men. They are no more what men. When you are redeemed from among them, you have been taken away. When God tells Abraham, leave your father's house, he speaks about leave your people, your traditions, leave your earthly associations. Jesus Christ says, those that have left what? Father, brother, brethren, everything for my name's sake, we want inherit a hundredfold in the ages to come. And I tell you, you have to leave all your attachments to this world to lay hold on that true celestial thing that is of God. And you do this from today. Hallelujah.
Period. Amen.
All your traditions, all the things that have molded you, that have made you to be what you are in the flesh. Let go of it and take a hold of the new. I give you what? A new name. A name that shall never what? Be passed away. Never. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, years ago I was sharing this thing somewhere. I remember Oklo Francis. We shared one brother. He came to me and told me that he saw me in a place with brethren. I think he mentioned your name. And he said that we were singing a song. We were singing a new song that nobody else understood. See, the song was so beautiful. He told me that everybody there, nobody understood the song, only us. You see, he came to tell me the vision that he saw. And you see, he now came back years again and repeated that same thing again. He came to Lord to tell me, Pastor, look at what the Lord showed him. Again. And you know, that 144,000 in the book of Revelation 14, the Bible says they were singing what? A new song. This new song is the song of the Lord. It's a spiritual message. It's a spiritual language that the ordinary carnal man cannot understand. The people of this world cannot understand. See, they call me to preach in places that when I preach, the pastors, I was in the church, a pastor, these are people that are respected men, eh? They are looked at as daddy, mommy. The man told me, man, I've never heard this thing before. He was so dazed, he was so shocked. He said, I've never heard this thing before, but he believed that it's of God, that it will stand. Because he didn't see anything wrong, he knew that something had touched him. He was so moved. You remember the other one, this Yoruba bishop, we went to his church, the pastor beat this and has branches. And he called us later to his room and told me, brother, look, do you know this thing you preach? The big names you see, you know, they don't know these things. He said, it's all just nothing. He was just humble enough to tell us. Praise God. And it's a new song. Praise God. And God is giving everybody the ability to learn this new song. It's free.
Amen.
It's just that people are not interested. See it? When we live here now, we're going to go back to start, you know, thinking of looking after the things of this world. No, of course, we go to work. We eat. We take care of ourselves in this world. But let your mind be where? Focused above. Don't mind the things of this world. Amen?
Amen.
You will only be a fool at the end of your days. Praise God. Don't, these things of this world, they look as if they are not. They are only what? Temporal.
Praise God. Praise God. God is making us to be wise, brethren. Let us walk in the light. Praise God. If we walk in the name of the Father, we walk in love. Praise God. And God is love. Amen. No violence, no envy. Praise God. No evil thoughts to one another, but thoughts of good to edify one another, to lift up one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we begin to walk in this reality, we see healing.
Amen.
Provision begins to flow.
Thank you, Jesus.
See it. Hallelujah. Amen. If God is blessing one, God is blessing everybody.
Amen.
If one is suffering, everybody is suffering. Because we are what? We are one body.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is the truth. It's not a matter of, we're not trying to work it out. This is the truth being revealed. Because when we hurt one another, we are hurting the Lord's body. Praise God. When you pinch with your leg, you want to feel it everywhere. You feel it everywhere.
Amen.
We are one body. Amen. And we have to walk in harmony in this revelation. Ascend higher, 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 higher. Amen.
Amen.
Higher, higher, higher. Praise God. Higher. It has been lifted up from the earth. If we, as we are ascend, people see the light in us, they are drawn to us. Hallelujah. Your ministry goes beyond even this world. Let me just tell you. Spirits are listening to you. Angels are listening to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a great thing that the Lord has given to you. The ministry of reconciliation. The hope of many generations. Hallelujah. The bridge builders. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It's a wonderful thing. We thank God. I'm going to round up with something from the book of Revelations. Revelations chapter 3. This is one of the promise to the saints. Are we there?
Yes.
Revelation chapter 3 verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make what?
A pillar
in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name
of my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven for my God. And I will write upon him what? My new name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has inherited the name that is above all names. And we also inherit that name. Praise God. Those of us who keep the word of the patience and continue in what? In the faith. Praise God. If you have to read the whole chapter, we'll do that in another message. Amen. It says you keep the word of my patience. You have not denied my name.
No.
So when we walk in the flesh, we deny the name of the Lord.
Yes.
People think that to deny the name of the Lord is to say, Jesus is not my Lord. No. We deny the Lord when we walk in the flesh. Praise God. We are called to do what? To leave all ungodliness, everything of the flesh, and walk in the name of the Lord. That is why it says you must do what? Crucify, carry your cross and follow. When you carry your cross, it means death to self. It is the Lord now that is in his body.
Amen.
Praise God. We are baptized into the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, baptize them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the religious man will take these people and put them inside water and say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Because the religious mind cannot understand the things of God. We are baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are one. The Father and the Son are one. The Holy Ghost and the Father, they are all one. Amen. We are baptized into that body, into that name. Praise God.
Amen.
So that we walk in that new name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus Christ was baptized, the symbolic baptism of Jesus, you notice that the Bible says the heavens opened. Amen.
Amen.
And a voice came and said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Why was that the first time we heard that voice? Because the Jesus that lived up to that time of the baptism was an ordinary man. He was working as an ordinary man in his name, as Jesus, born of Mary. But from that moment, when he entered that water, which is symbolic of death, it was no more Jesus.
Amen.
That Jesus that was born of a woman was gone.
Amen.
It was now the one from the beginning. That's why I said before Abraham was.
I am.
Praise God. Because he had denied the old man, no more that old man. And we are called to do the same thing today. Because the problem we are having is that we identify ourselves with the flesh. Praise God. And as long as we walk in the flesh, we are dead. We are alienated from what? From the life of God. Praise God. The flesh is like the block, that thing blocking the river of life that flows. The river of life is there, but the flesh has hidden all these things from us. Everything you are looking for is already there.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there's an adage in my country, in Nigeria. It says that you go to Sokoto, a town called Sokoto. You go to Sokoto to look for something, but you don't know that it's inside your Sokoto. Yes. You're going up and down looking for somebody to lay hands on you. Then you fall. Man of God. Amen. And a new man of God comes again, you lay hands on you, you fall. A new one comes again to town next month. You are going there. You've been doing this for many years. It has not changed your life. A new prophet has come to town. You are there. Oh, a man of God, a new prophet. But you will do this for 40 years, 50 years. Before you know it, it's over. You will never come to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. All those are just fanfare. Nothing. Just, it cannot give you life. If you want life, sit down at my feet. And I will give you life.
Amen.
Sit down at my feet, at the Lord's feet, and the Lord will minister life to you. You will open your eyes to see the secret of the ages. Amen.
Amen.
A new name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A new name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A new name will I give you. And that is what we should walk in right now by faith.
Amen.
Because faith comes by what?
Hearing.
You are hearing the voice of the Spirit, not the voice of man. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when I walk in this reality, I no more know Pastor Farid after the flesh. I don't more know Brother S.A. after the flesh. See it? I have to be still and recognize the Lord's body. I have to be still and recognize the Lord when I see Him. When I'm standing before somebody, it's an holy encounter.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. You know when the Lord, after the Lord spoke with Abraham, you know the next encounter with the Lord, Abraham became a servant. We'll show this is later. We now become servants. We now begin to wash one another's feet. Because I'm actually, yes, because I now begin to serve the Lord. Yes, I'm not just here to be pastor, big man pastor. That one cannot give me eternal life. Let me just tell you, it's nonsense. To be pastor, all those things can't help me. Let me just tell you, it's what I want. Is to experience that I may know Him. That's what I want. That I may know Him, that I may experience the life, the power of the ages. That is what I want. I don't want to be a pastor. I'm doing it because the Lord has given this thing to me and I have to be faithful. But I'm not, I don't want all those names tied to you. I don't want it. It cannot help you. It can't give you life. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
We glorify you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the new name. You are giving us a new name to walk in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And only by this name can we enter into your kingdom.
Yes.
For the Bible says, outside are the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says also says that nothing that makes a lie, no abominable, nothing that is an abomination that makes a lie can enter into God's kingdom. I can only enter into this kingdom by the name of the Lord. Revelation chapter 22 speaks about the people who are in God's kingdom, who are in God's city. The Bible says they all had the name of God upon their foreheads. You cannot enter in as a man. You can only enter in as a son of God. In the name of the Lord. We are baptized into that name. Father, we thank you for this gift. The Lord confirmed this word today with our sister when the Lord gave her a stone. It is written in the book of Revelations that to him that overcomes will I give a white stone, and upon this stone I have a new name written which no man knows. This is the thing that God is handing to every man today, because God is not partial. If God gives one person a vision, it's for everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
To you be all the glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.